page. This way, you have all that Cupid.com has to offer. A secure email system, private instant messaging for endless chats, the ability to chat using your mobile phone, along with everything on Facebook. The Light Gallery, videos, horoscopes, and more. Now you can make an even better connection with the people that you're meeting on Cupid.com. Are you looking for love? It all starts with dating. And now, dating is even easier when you do it online with Cupid.com.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Well, I'll tell you, that's so controversial there, the wild horses, and there's so many associations trying to save them, and so many, the BLM trying to do something good, they think. We really have to have some more people on and have Carol back about it. It's such a broad view. I like that.
Oh, wow, the way you've worked that in.
I tell you, wasn't that magical? There is, though. There's a lot to know. There's a lot of misconceptions, and my heart just goes out.
That horses were natural to the North America?
Yeah.
10,000 years ago, there were horses.
I know it.
So why aren't they considered wildlife?
Well, they are considered wildlife. It's just certain bills and certain terms and certain areas where they don't, because that way they can pass their bills and do what they got to do. You know, plus, like she said, they don't have very many predators. So they get overpopulated because there are no predators except the mountain lion. And the mountain lion's been being killed off as well. So, whew. Nature, when we don't need it anymore, when we don't need any animals, we'll have them all taken off of the earth, won't we? It's just insane. Really boils my blood. But I want to know more. I want to be knowledgeable. There's a lot of things we don't know, and a lot of misconceptions of the BLM and what they're trying to do. All we see is that horrible thing with the helicopter going off and the going around and the horse running until it drops over. That's all we see. But there are good intentions back there, and there are associations and organizations that have good intentions that we can find out about. Huh, Connie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
I am happy there's people like Carol in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's important. And I think, you know, when the news constantly shows that horse in the Roundup falling
over and over,
it upsets people. It really strikes to the very heart.
Does.
And they're a natural part of Nevada, so. And I think the horses do have some predators, men.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that.
Hey,
yeah.
You mean men and women? Don't
well,
they?
And they are. Then they have. You know, I mean, they're
humans.
I clarify. There's very few that do go out and just start shooting horses, but there are those. There are those. All right, Connie McMullen from Boomer Magazine and Senior Spectrum. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Are you busy?
All
trying to
time.
Get all your editions going.
All the time.
Is this the new one over here?
No, this is the last one that we had. The new one's coming out in a week and a half.
A week and a half,
yeah.
Okay. Best retirement strategies. Are we all that old that now we're talking about retirement?
Hopefully.
Connie.
Some of us can.
Well, you know, actually, I was just telling Steve Ossie in our report, I said, with the way that Social Security is looking, and the closer you get, the more you think, I'm just going to go ahead and go early. Make sure I get some of my money.
That's what my sister did, age 62.
Really?
Yep. I was like, wow, why did you do that?
Well, you know what, though? If you figure out how much more you're going to get in a matter of 3 years
right.
or 4 years, depending on the year you were born.
But you take a lesser
It isn't
amount.
That much. I'm selling. I'm selling you here. It's not that much. Maybe $100 more a month?
I suppose, though, if you really need it, it's not... I think most people look at it like they really don't think it's not going to be there because what it's going to run out projected 2030 thereabouts. I think people really need it today.
Yeah, they really do. Some kind of security anyway.
Or supplement.
And you can make more money. It is a supplement.
Yeah, it's not meant to be retirement.
I always thought that your Social Security, when you got it, that was all you could get, that you couldn't make any more money. I mean, I was just going to work until I was 75 years old, you know, make as much money as you can. Because I don't know where I got that myth. I don't know where I ever heard that.
So how much can you make?
Well, you can make more than if you're on welfare, you know, probably 1,500 maybe. I don't know. What is it? Do you know, Connie,
no,
at all?
I don't, not offhand.
Well, for Medicaid, to qualify for that, you can't make more than $1,060 a month.
But Medicaid's
I think it's 14 and some change.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, which is not a lot of money.
No, but when you add it up to your $750, you know, and your gardening and your under the table money.
And your power.
Your power.
And your rent.
Which or everything your home. Is going up, 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 yeah. up.
Or your food.
So tell me some of the highlights coming up in this next edition of Boomer Magazine, besides best retirement strategies.
Okay, the next edition, we're going to talk about case management, primarily for boomers caring for aging parents.
Yeah, which is, that's the main thing going on right now.
And
not
it's real important.
Retirement, but yeah.
Because a lot of people just don't know what resources are out there, and they're changing all the time.
They are. And all of our parents are getting older, and they come from a different generation that isn't as healthy as the boomers coming up.
That's right.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
so
sure that's true.
Yeah, I believe it totally. A lot more in nursing homes, having to be taking care of a lot of Alzheimer's.
Oh, the boomers are going to be the Alzheimer's generation. Yeah.
Why, because of the drugs, all the drugs we took?
I don't think so.
I think my parents live healthier than me.
Yeah, but there's more people. Nobody knows what triggers it, but there's more people aging, and the disease is striking people faster in their 50s. We are going to be the generation.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
And then we didn't have that many children, so there won't be those coming behind us in as large of numbers, and that's the reason why Social Security is everybody's worrying about it, because as we get to that point, the majority of us, there'll be less people paying into the system.
Yeah, and what's going to happen too with all the with the health services? Because right now, I have another thing that really aggravates me, and that is the fact that our parents are taking such total advantage of it, in retirement homes and nursing homes. I mean, they're charging them the most outrageous amount of money to give them a room or a small apartment and feed them every month.
You know,
it's unbelievable.
The majority of people in Northern Nevada are not in the retirement homes, the assisted livings, or the nursing home. And the nursing home is the last resort for most people. Most people will not do that. They'll go kicking and screaming.
Yeah, only if they need to be taken care of.
Yeah, and thank God if they're at that point and they need to be there for that type of skilled care. But the majority of people are aging in their homes. They're aging in place. Small homes.
That's what my parents are
doing.
Yeah.
And they're staying there as long as they can because they feel safe. They don't like move. They don't like change, and they want to be there. I mean, you know, they have everything that they've ever collected all their lives, memories of raising kids. So that's where most people want to be, and that's where the state and the county social services, senior services strive to keep people in the home with home and community-based services.
What do you foresee as the future? What kind of, do you think we're going to be more in our homes, the boomers?
I think we're going to stay there, but I think a lot of people are going to stay in their communities. They're not going to move in, across the country to places like Las Vegas where there's a better climate for them to age in. I think people are going to stay where they know they have friends and families.
Support,
and I think we're going to go back like we were at the turn of the century.
Taking care of our own families,
staying,
and neighbors.
Moving in with each other, yes, neighbors taking care of neighbors. But we're seeing more of that now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Because of everything going on and people losing their jobs, and now all of a sudden we're
I should meet my neighbors.
You should meet your neighbors.
You should.
Do you know any of your neighbors?
I need them. I don't. No.
I never have. I do know some of my neighbors now, though. How about you, Connie?
I know every neighbor
on
my block.
Well, that's because you're just so in touch with all this stuff going on.
Actually, this gal on the cover, this artist, is my neighbor across the street.
See what I'm saying? Oh.
Yeah.
So what else is going to be important in the next edition?
There's also an internet tool that you can, if you're across the country and you have an aging mother, you can keep tabs on her, and say you have a sister in another state completely altogether. All of you can keep track of your aging parent, the medications they take.
How does that work?
You mean with technology?
Through the internet. You all register information. Oh, mom went to see, who's ever visiting her that day, went to see this doctor this time, and he prescribed
this and this.
Yes, and so everybody in the family's on the internet logging in, and everybody's on the same page.
Wow.
So everybody knows what's going on with mom on a single day, if she had a bad day or a good day, or dad.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Yeah,
it
being
is
in
cool.
touch. And that way they don't have to, because my mom's in Texas. And she's getting older. And I keep telling her, you need to come. You need to be close to me. I need to know you're okay. I need to check on you.
That's right. That's right. My mom's in Half Moon Bay.
Yeah.
My mom can't get out of the house. By the grace of God, I've been around a lot of these programs. My husband and I called local senior center.
Yeah.
Mom needs Meals on Wheels.
In the process, took care of it, huh?
Yeah, she's got somebody coming to the door every day. She not only is getting nutrition, she's got there's eyes and ears looking into her status on her well-being. And then they'll send out a case person, a case manager, and they will assess where she is,
and how she's doing, and what she
needs.
Who's
going to get her prescription drugs, if she needs to
go to
the doctor, her shopping, her errands, yeah. Maybe light housekeeping.
You know. Well, and I think those are the kind of companies that are going to be developing themselves. These are kind of the future.
As a caregiver. There is a need for more care, they'll go to care in the home, mm-hmm. the home health agencies, and they will come in for a few hours a day or whatever's needed and help bathe, dress, groom. And if this person should deteriorate even more, decline even more, then they go to skilled in-home care. So this is where everything is going.
Yeah.
Even hospice care towards end of life.
Very much.
Coming in the home because people can't afford. I mean, if you're on hospice, you're terminal. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't get on hospice.
Although,
any
aren't
other
we
way.
All? We're yeah. all terminal.
So, I mean, wouldn't you rather die in your own home than to bankrupt your family?